Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and we are here at Des Moines Area Community College Van Kirk Career Academy in Perry, and we are speaking with the academic advisor, Connie Sines. And Connie, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. So I know a big thing here that you kind of head is the Perry Welding Program. So can you kind of detail what is offered here at DMAC? And I know that's starting here soon in August.
Yes, actually starting on the 20th of August. So basically we offer 6 different certificates. And that includes the MIG welding, TIG welding, flex cord, and several others. And they are stackable, so they will stack into a full diploma, so the welding diploma. And that can take anywhere for a certificate. Mm-hmm. It can go from just a semester for, let's say, a blueprint, into a couple of semesters and the full about 2 years to get that diploma.
Awesome. Can you talk about how can the courses here at DMAC help students down the line entering the welding industry?
Absolutely. So it makes them marketable. Right now, there's a high demand for welders, and not just in the area, but across the country. So by having the training and education, it makes them marketable when they go out to apply for jobs. But it also gives them some job security once they have that job, if they have the training behind that, not just the experience, but the actual certificates.
Absolutely. Now, what days of the weeks, and obviously maybe times vary, but can you talk about just when the classes kind of take place?
In general, yes, we do offer their evening classes. So it starts around 5:30 in the evening and run to about 9:30, 9:45. That's for the majority of those welding classes, especially the lab classes.
Awesome. So, yeah, thanks for talking about that. Now outline the process for applying for financial aid.
All right. So the first step would be the FAFSA, of course. That would determine whether they qualify for the Pell Grant. And the beauty about the welding diploma is that it qualifies for the Last Dollar Scholarship. So though that deadline just passed, we would apply for that FAFSA, and that is the entrance into the Last Dollar Scholarship. And that would essentially just pick up the entire tuition cost.
Okay. And then last question for you before we move on to Eddie Diaz, the director. Talk about the need to fill. I mean, you know, you mentioned that obviously many jobs are available, but I know there's kind of a shortage in the welding industry. So just talk about that.
Yeah. So there is a shortage. We knew that by this time, by 2025, 2026, that there would be a requirement that jobs would be asking for training or education. And we're seeing that more and more. So this really does prepare students to get out there and find a job. It makes them more competitive. So if they're coming up against 2 or 3 other candidates who don't have that certification behind them, then they really do move up the top of the list. So this, it really makes them marketable. And depending on how well they did, and some jobs actually test your weld before they give you the job and before they offer the pay. So this is a great chance to move up and to be able to, when you're at the job interview, to really show what you've learned and have that chance to earn a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for going over all that. We'll move over here again to Eddie Diaz, the director of the DMAC Van Kirk Career Academy. And Eddie, talk about just kind of the Career Academy programs that DMAC offers.
Absolutely. Yes, it's an exciting time of year. We're ready to get started August 20th, as Connie mentioned. We have several academies that we offer for high school students in the area. We have our Industrial Technician Academy, our Welding Academy, our Teacher Academy, CNA Academy, Criminal Justice Academy, and what we like to call the Liberal Arts Transfer courses. Those are the main courses that we offer.
Awesome. Are there any needs that exist with either in the Perry or Adel communities for the types of programs that are available?
Yes. The ones that jump to mind are anything with the trades and the healthcare. Our Industrial Technician Academy focuses on electricity, hydraulics, pneumatics, people that want to work in the industry. And then the Welding Academy, obviously Connie talked a little bit about the high demand in that area. But the one that I think is extremely important in Dallas County is health. We have our CNA Academy that's a very, very strong program, typically has wait lists and is a starting point for a career in healthcare.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know you always hold those pinning ceremonies. So what programs can there be for high school students to take in order to get their associate's in art degree done so by the time they have graduated high school?
That's what we call the liberal arts transfer courses. A lot of students and their parents, to be honest with you, have really focused on how to accelerate their college credits while in high school so they can reduce their time in college and also reduce their debt. And so the courses that we offer are a response to that. We have our composition courses, which are typically taken freshman year of college. We have psychology, we have speech, we have biology, very, very excited. We have an updated biology lab that has been updated for about a year, but now we have an instructor, PhD, local businessman that is looking forward to teaching some students some science.
Awesome. And then, Eddie, I know DMAC just held a student orientation this past Friday, August 15th. So kind of lay out what was talked about there.
Yeah, August 20th is our first day of classes. We'll start off at the Hotel Paty, then we'll come over to the DMAC Vancouver Career Academy. Essentially, it's a time for us to have students meet their instructors, get some technology support so they can have the first day of classes up and going, and just become acquainted with the building, because DMAC starts before high schools this year. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that first week is successful for them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Was there anything else that you would like to add as we come up on the 2025-2026 year?
Yes, we still have a little bit of time. So if students are interested in taking courses at the academy, they need to reach out to their high school counselors. And if we can't have them in the fall, we look forward to having them in the spring semester.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Again, that is the academic advisor, Connie Sines, and the director, Eddie Diaz, of the DMAC Vancouver Career Academy. Thank you both for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you.
That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.